Welcome to From Cork with Love Adventure, the only programme from Cork, Ireland, in which you can hear what it's like to be Irish in Cork from the point of view of a totally unrepresentative man. This is Paul O'Mahony welcoming you to the latest episode. This is the first time I've hitched a horse box to a car in ages. And when I say ages, I mean about 6 months or something like that. It certainly feels like ages. And you know what happened? My daughter, who's 13, did everything, really. All I had to do was reverse the car back into the right position, and she guided me and sit in the car and move it a quarter of an inch. Well, I suppose what I really mean is, you know, half a foot, 6 inches back and 3 inches forward to manoeuvre it into the right position so she could then do the winding up and the winding down and the attachment of everything. I did nothing except then put my foot on the brake so that she could check to make sure that the brake lights were showing up on the back of the horse box, and then flick the indicator right and the indicator left. And then we drove up, and I nearly forgot that I had a horse box on the back. We drove over the blocks that were holding the horse box in place. Fortunately, that didn't have any bad consequences. She led the way into the stables and handed me the saddle, the reins, the hat, the riding hat, and the crop. And all this while it was raining. Now, I do have a waterproof in the car, but we were doing everything so quickly that I decided it would take too long to put it on. So I'm a bit damp now. The car's a little bit damp too. And here comes the pony, and I better get out to see if I can help. We had a little break there while the pony, Indo, was put into the horse box. And you know, I haven't seen him. I haven't been close to him for months now. My daughter prefers me not to be near her when she's riding and doing her riding practice. But I gave the pony a kiss. It felt really nice to be back in close contact with him. Now the pony is getting a bit out of her league. She needs a bigger pony, but that can always.
Dad, I need you to help me undo a knot.
Yeah, she wanted me to untie a knot. I don't know if she did get it untied. Oh, she did. I loosened it a bit. I've got long thumbnails, but anyway, she is. The great thing about this, and the reason I'm sort of spelling this out, I suppose, is that I'm really pleased that she has increasingly got in charge of what she's doing, and that I'm purely, I was going to say a stable hand, but I'm not a stable hand, purely an extra pair of hands. And I say to her, okay, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Tell me what to do. And she does. She tells me what to do. I don't have to think about what we should be doing, because she's thinking about that. And this is one of the great things, I think, about having to do with ponies. At this age, or at a young age, you become responsible. You have to become responsible. You can't be dependent on other people to do everything. You have to learn what has to be done. You have to learn safety. You have to learn organisation. You have to learn time management. She took a look in here and said, do we have time for me to go and get hay? And she quickly looked and said, yes, we do. And so she do. I don't have to be the one who says, you know, either hurry up or we'll have to get a move on. And here she's back with the hay, having to stuff hay into a what do you call it? A container, a net, into a hay net.
Hey, ready to go.
Well, you were kind of lucky Louis didn't get out of the back there.
Mm-hmm.
When you woke up. Oh, God.
No, I put my hand through and made sure they didn't. Let's go.
Right, we're going. I just need to remember not to go too fast.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have to go back and do the...
Do the what?
Do the cold.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, leaving here has a cold.
Okay, you don't have to go that far back.
Okay.
That should be fine.
I find it a bit tricky to judge. I know it's easy.
It looks a lot. It looks like it's coming a lot closer than it actually is.
Yeah.
Oh, my fingers are so numb.
Now, you started to tell me, and I said to you, tell me when we're in
yeah,
the car.
Yeah, if he ever comes in and there's tack in the back, and if he ever climbs out of the boot and comes in here, I don't want his paws all over my tack. So instead of just telling him, opening the boot and telling him to come back out.
Let him out the front
and then bring him around. Okay. Because I don't like his paws all over my tack.
Well, considering the effort you put in to keeping your tack in good condition, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Will you put on the demister for me?
Yep.
Thanks.
Do you want me to put on your heated seats?
Oh yeah, why not? God, it's not winter or anything
no,
like that.
It feels weird because now we're finally putting back on the heated seats. It's like...
Well, we had the warmest summer that, you know, any of us can remember, possibly the warmest.
And we had the coldest spring.
What kind of winter do you think we're going to have? That's what I'm asking myself.
Yeah.
You know?
We had the coldest... Like, climate change is really true. I mean, when would you ever think that we're going to get, like, you know, knee-high snow in the middle of spring? And, like, you know, heat wave, like... You're gonna get burnt if you go outside without sun cream, kind of summer.
Well, do you know, by the way, when the record for heat in Ireland was?
No.
1877.
Wow. And did we pass it?
It was, what was it? Let me just think. It was 32.4.
The highest
was 32. This year was 32.2.
Ah, oh, damn.
I think it was just a tiny bit, maybe only 0.1 of a difference. I don't know when they started keeping records, but they keep records every year since, I don't know, the mid-19th century or something.
Wow. We had, like, the stormiest storms, and we had the coldest springs, and the hottest summers. Wow, I wonder what we're going to have this year. I mean, are we going to have another storm Ophelia, or are we going to have like a nice, relaxed, kind of like, you know, just rainy winter?
Well, we had Brona, although Brona wasn't much, was it?
Brona wasn't much at all.
And we had the tail end of Ali.
Yeah.
Which was quite bad in Ireland in some places.
I didn't see that.
I know, but it wasn't a woman.
It didn't hit Cork.
Yeah, but you remember, did you hear about the woman who got, who was in a caravan, an American woman in a caravan, I go right, don't I, yeah. An American woman in a caravan over in the west of Ireland, and the caravan got blown over the cliff.
Oh my God, did she die?
She was killed.
Oh my gosh.
It was terrible.
Why were you in a caravan on the side of a cliff?
Well, without seeing the place, I don't know how far the... I know, you'd think, cool. But I think that the gusts of wind were shockingly high, 150 kilometres an hour, which is a lot. And I think the caravan fell 20 feet.
Oh my God.
And in a sort of a way, I mean, 20 feet's a lot, but she might have been unlucky.
this is true. Oh, there's somebody going to a movie.
No.
They pigs, do you think?
Either pigs or hounds.
Hounds?
Yeah, hounds are kept in that kind of...
They had a hound on my way out to Monbarn Wood this week. They had a hound sale or a hound show in a field.
Wow.
A whole lot of cars parked on, I don't know if you remember, the bridge, basically, or near the bridge over the motorway.
Get us some music, will you?
There is no music on.
Just to get going. What's top of the charts, do you know?
No.
Do any of your friends follow the charts, like, you know, really, in a big way?
No. You can get them on Spotify, though.
Oh, the Spotify charts?
No.
No?
They're the charts, like the actual top 50.
Oh, right.
They have the global one, they have the Irish one, and yeah.
Where do you get them?
You go into Browse, and then there's a setting for charts.
What'd you say? You go into?
Browse.
Browse. You go into Browse, yeah?
Yeah.
Was that on?
Yes.
No, turn it off.
Mm-hmm. Can I swipe up all your apps and then...
I did it, actually, while you were...
Oh my God, Dad, it's still recording.
No, turn it off. Hit the middle button.
I could kill the dog. I really could. Louis, good as gold now in the back of this car. We arrived here in Maryville Equestrian Centre, where there are four horse riding, pony riding rings. And there is a, you know, competitions all over the place here. There are not all that many people, to be honest. And the weather is crap. My daughter gets out and goes off and pays the entry money for the competition, and we have, as usual, whenever we've come here, a long wait. That's fine, no problem about that. So I take the dog for a walk, no problem about that, on a lead, of course, because, you know, that's the way you have to keep your dogs here. Anyway, I go and have the side right. I've had long enough chatting to a very nice man about his son, who's a jockey. Has gone off to be a jockey, finished his schooling early, I would say. Weighs very little weight and is very short, 5'3". His father agreed with me, and I agreed with his father, that was a very, very tough life. Anyway, we're chatting away. He knew what the dog was, a Llewellyn setter, and we talked about, you know, he'd had them as a gun dog and everything like that. And very, very, couldn't be nicer man. He even had me, and he's 5'9", guessing his weight. And I said to him, look, any man with a bit of sense, when asked by a woman, oh, do you think this looks good on me, knows exactly what to say. And I said, there's no way I'm going to guess what weight you are. And anyway, he pressed me, and I guessed. And I was 3 stone under his actual weight. And then we talked about blood pressure and cholesterol, and we got around to sugar, and a woman joined in talking about sugar and plastics. We talked about Coca-Cola and salt and all that. It was a great conversation, and then eventually I said, look, I better go and get a cup of tea, that's what I'm dying for, and good luck. And I went off with the dog, and everything seemed fine. Tied him up outside the cafe, if you like, it's kind of cafe here. Not really a kind of pop-up cafe, you'd call it. Anyway, he was fine for a while, and I was up ordering my cup of tea. The next minute, well, it was a while waiting for my cup of tea. I was chatting to a woman who had a lot of chips, and she was saying she'd been here since 8:30 in the morning, and she was eating chips, and she said, well, anyway, she's been here long. I have only been here a short time, so I decided I wasn't buying my chips yet. Anyway, then it started. Then it started. In earnest, the dog barked. Oh, yes, he barked. And he didn't stop barking. And I thought, well, I mustn't go out and reward him by going and paying attention to him. But I'll sit here where he'll see me, and he might be a lot calmer when he sees where I am. No good. No good at all. Eventually I went out, patted him on the head, he stopped and all that, and I spoke gently to him and I went back inside and he just carried on. So eventually it got so persistent, I mean it didn't actually go up and, oh, he did a bit of whimpering as well. He got so persistent. The people inside in the cafe were not bothered at all, really. They're all dog people, I'd say. And they know what it's like. But anyway, my daughter arrived in and she said, Dad, will you take him out of here? And basically she insisted or persisted. Anyway, it worked. I've taken him back here to the car. I'm sitting in the car now drinking out of a disposable one-use mug or cup, which is not particularly recyclable. Anyway, I'm sitting here drinking a cup of tea, which is still hot enough for me to get some satisfaction out of it. But there, that's why I'm saying I could kill this dog. I hate barking. A horse box absolutely hates it because I'm no good at it. And we just spent 15 minutes. My daughter spent 15 minutes and I spent 15 minutes and she was trying to give me instructions and I was trying to take them and it was all awful. Finally it got done. Not very expertly, but at least we can get out of here. And the next thing she wants to do is to have her ears pierced. I feel as if I've been pierced. All sorts of things were difficult today. You know what? That's the life of a father. That's the life of a parent. That's the life of an adult. Some days you feel you're being pierced.
Are we okay?
Yep.
How long did that take us? Just to park the horse box. 15?
I think.
Well, I've been worse. I've been there for 40 minutes. The problem is I only get it right by accident. I haven't had half enough practice.
Cool.
So how many of you are going to Isabel's tomorrow?
A lot. I don't know how much.
That was from Cork with Love Adventure, sponsored by nobody. This is your host, Paul O'Mahony, saying I hope it was worth your while listening. Bye for now.